Maybe you're thinking about spring break. Maybe a trip to Broadway is on your wish list. If so, you will have a lot to choose from. This year is an exceptionally crowded season with 18 shows, half of the musicals opening in March and April. And just as Hollywood often releases films in December right before the Oscar deadline, Broadway does the same in the spring before the Tonys, Jeff London reports.
Last season was all about Hamilton. Everyone knew it was going to win the Tony for Best Musical, but Barry Weisler, who produced Waitress, didn't care.
They were a super hit, and we even had some of our investors begging us to delay for a season. Go to Chicago, one of them said, and then come in.
But he already had a theater, he had a cast, and even though Waitress didn't win a single Tony Award, it turned out to be a hit, and it's made a profit. But other shows decided to skip last season, and some of them are opening before the Tony deadline this spring.
The general rule of thumb is you don't want to open a show in the fall, because even if it gets good reviews, it's sometimes forgotten by the rush of all the new, fresh stuff in the spring.
Scott Malilou owns GreatWhiteWay.com, a company that sells Broadway tickets to groups. He says the rule of thumb may not hold this year because there are already three hit musicals which opened in the fall.
Dear Evan Hansen, certainly a major contender, the front contender for award season. Great Comet, also right up there, and A Bronx Tale.
Which means there's not a lot of room for new shows to become hits.
The producers know there's going to be a bloodbath.
That's Jeremy Gerard, the theater critic for Deadline, who's been on the Broadway beat for four decades. He says all of these new shows, some of them literally opening one day after another, are fighting for a piece of a relatively small pie.
The total size of the Broadway audience is not all that fungible, and in fact, the numbers are going down. The grosses are going up. The amount of money coming in, because you've got these insane ticket prices now being led by Hamilton with its $849 top ticket. So the grosses are all out of whack. The actual audience numbers are going down.
Still, in a business where one in four Broadway shows fails, hope springs eternal. So producers try every trick they can to make their shows stand out. Sometimes they'll hire a star, like Bette Midler in Hello, Dolly. Or they'll adapt a popular movie, like Groundhog Day or Amelie.
It's that feeling when you can't hold on, when that person that holds on to you.
But sometimes they get lucky without any of that. Last fall, it was Dear Evan Hansen. This spring, it could be Come From Away.
Welcome to the rack if you come from away. Huh? You probably understand about half of what we say. Yeah. They say no man's an island, but an island makes a man.
Especially when one comes from one like Newfoundland. Welcome to the rack!
It's an original Canadian musical set in Newfoundland after 9/11, when American airports were shut down and locals played host to 7,000 stranded passengers. Sue Frost, the lead producer, says it wasn't a sure bet.
It was a title that no one understood. It was an ensemble piece, so no stars, and people were going to call it the 9/11 musical. So it was like three strikes.
But by opening a little earlier this spring, Come From Away may have a chance to break out of the pack. Producer Barry Weisler, who successfully took on the Hamilton juggernaut last spring with Waitress, says having big hits for competition can be a good thing.
A rising tide floats some boats, not all boats. So there are a few boats that sink, but a rising tide does help the Broadway scene.
No matter how crowded. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.